and so yesterday covered a lot of ground yesterday, and so we're working on the gist that we have in the Gemara, the gist of Rashi and the Ran, the Rashba, that gist in the Gemara. So the way we have the gist, the Gemara asked that we should learn out Khalifan from Sayyid Ephraim, which the Ran explains, that the Rashba doesn't even learn out all Kinyani Sada to Kitushin. We don't learn out Chazaka, even Shtar, we need other Mekarim. It means specifically Khalifan, because Khalifan should go into Kikach, because Khalifan, Lashon of the Ran, is Mitaris Kesim. And I'm assuming that Rashi is the same way, even though Rashi doesn't say anything. I'm assuming that Rashi is the same way. We have a Rashi in Gittin by Eben Tani. And I'm a test that Eben Tani is cleaning Atzmi b'Chalipin, says Rashi, because Chalipin is Kik Kesef. Same idea. So the Gemara's Kashi was, Chalipin is Mitoyes Kesef. The Lashon I want to say is to say it's the same shame Kinyan as Kesef. So it should be a B'chal Ki'ikach. So the Gemara answers, not that premise is not true. The premise is true. Chalipin is Miteres Kesef. It is Kekesef. By Yavik Naini, it is Kekesef. But there's a special Svar of Kiddushin that Isha B'Pachas Mishav Reputo L'Miknaya Nafsha. Chalipin, you can have B'Pachas Mishav Reputo, and Isha B'Pachas Mishav Reputo L'Miknaya Nafsha. So the Rishonim, Rashi and the Ran ask, that's good for Chalipin B'Pachas Mishav Reputo, but what if the Chalipin has a Shav Reputo? So Rashi says, Batul L'Teres Chalipin, since by B'Pachas Mishav Reputo you don't have Chalipin, so Batul L'Teres Chalipin B'Kiddushin. And the Ran says, since you don't have chalipin, since you can't do chalipin pachas mishav reputa by kiddushin, so it's a gilui milsa that kiikach, when the Torah said kiikach by kiddushin, it meant kesef and not chalipin. The Rashba has a different mahalach. We'll see later. So, the first question, of course, is that we asked ourselves yesterday, is if chalipin in fact is mitaris kesef, if it's one shame kinyan with kesef. So then, how is it possible at the end of the day that Kiyikach should mean Kesef and not Chalipin if they're one Kinyan? And number two, even if we'll say that somehow Chalipin doesn't work, but if Chalipin is Miteres Kesef, that means when you give Chalipin for a Kinyan, it's similar to even Kesef for a Kinyan. So even if it doesn't work, Miteres Chalipin, let it work, Miteres Kesef. Let it work out Shavu Kesef. Even if it doesn't work as chalipin, let it work as shava kesef. So Rashi says, because he used the lashon of chalipin, he didn't use the lashon of kesef. Since he used the lashon of chalipin, it has to work as chalipin. Yeah, so that's something that we need to understand. If it's all one kinyan, if chalipin is kesef, it's mitoyes kesef, so then what does it mean even that it has a different name? So it has a different name. No, maybe kesef could have many names, but it's the same kinyan. So what difference does it make what name you used? If they mean the same thing. So that's how his dvarim has to be. That even though Chalipin is the same shame kinyan as Kesef, one family of kinyan, but it's still a different act. Giving Chalipin is not the same as giving Kesef. It belongs under the same rubric it's in the same framework of the same shame kinyan as Kesef, but nonetheless it's a different way of making the kinyan. Making the kinyan of Chalipin is not the same way. It's not the same. The Maisa kinyan is different. The shame kinyan is one, but the maisa of chalipin is different than the maisa of kesef, and therefore it has to work as chalipin and not as kesef. Since you said a lashon chalipin, so it has to work as chalipin and not as kesef. Or the Torah could say kiyikach and mean kesef and not chalipin, like in their even though it's the same shame kinyan, but it's not the identical act. And the Torah said for kiddushin you need the act of kesef and not the act of chalipin. But Hagufa, that itself needs a hesber. If it's one shame kinyan, then in what sense is it a different act? Very similar things. You give kesef, you give shava kesef, and you give chalipin. So what's the difference? Yeah, chalipin is more narrow, it has to be a kli, but l'chora, it's included in shava kesef. So we said two mahalachim in this. The first mahalach, it's really up to us, the second mahalach, but I'm going to say it first right now. The first mahalach emerges from Iran in Nidorim, not Peches. Where Iran in Nidorim says, you have in Shakulatari between Nachman and Ravashi, is Chalipin Koni al Manas Lahaknes, or could he keep the Suda? Rav Nachman said, it's Koni al Manas Lahaknes, can't keep the Suda, you're only the Haknos or Suda, is only al Manas Lahaknes. And Ravashi said, maybe he could keep the Suda. So the Ran, Rav Ashi was only dechui ba'almut. Rav Ashi really agrees that it's koni omer as lahaknis. He brings your raya because you see chalipin doesn't work. But kiddushin. You see your argument. Rav Ashi himself and Davov says or implies that you can't be mekadosh with chalipin. It's a gemara by us, but by us doesn't say Rav Ashi. But in Davov, Rav Ashi himself says that chalipin doesn't work by kiddushin. Says the Ran, if it wouldn't be koni omer as lahaknis, if you could keep the sudur, then ein lachakinyan gadol mizeh. From the fact that chalipin doesn't work for kedushin, you see that it's koni amaras lahakmas. So bashkaf rishayna, Achayim asks this. Bashkaf rishayna, the Ran is very shver. Agamaris is a different reason why kedushin doesn't work. Brachas mishem rabuta. That Ran implies that chalipin doesn't work because it's koni amaras lahakmas. Agamaris says it doesn't work because it's isnu brachas mishem rabuta. And then the whole Ran, mele it's not v'chal ki ikach. So what's the Ran talking about? So I said, the pshat in that Ran is, I think the pshat in the Ran is, that the Ran is, that it really, the Ran there in the Dharma is really addressing this question. Fine, chalipin is isnu brachas mishem rabuta, and therefore it's a gili milsa that when the Torah said kikach, it meant kesef and didn't mean chalipin. But at the end of the day, if you give chalipin mishem rabuta, you have a chalipin that's valuable, so let it work midin shmidin kesef. After all, it's one shem kinyan, kesef and chalipin is one shem kinyan. So if the chalipin has less than a shavar puta, so all right, it's not kesef, it's chalipin. But if the chalipin is shavar puta, then it's shavar kesef. Besides being chalipin, it's shavar kesef. And it's one teres kinyan. So why can't it work midin shavar kesef ke kesef? Why can't the kiddushin go through midin shavar kesef ke kesef? And what is it a different maisa? The maisa that you're doing of giving chalipin that happens to be worth a puta is the exact same maisa kinyan as shavar kesef. And he's not nicha to say, well, but you called it chalipin. What does it matter if you called it chalipin? I mean, Just to say that, because he called it chalipin. Chalipin is the same shame kinyan as kesef. And it's almost the same act as kesef, at least when it has a shavar puta. So like, with what is it not kesef? So why can't it work? We didn't shavar kesef. Says the Ran al-Kochach, there must be some difference between the ma'aseh of chalipin and the ma'aseh of kesef. What's the difference? The difference is that it's chaviyam anas la'aknes. The ma'aseh of kesef is for keeps. You give her the money for keeps. You give her the shavar kesef for keeps. Lezano perim kinyan kesef. If you give her the kli with chaviyam anas la'aknes, lezano perim chalipin. Yes, it's still one shame kinyan. Like we saw in the beginning of the sukkah, it is one shame kinyan because the concept of the kinyan is still the same. There's a gemiras das in exchange for a kabbalah. When the kabbalah something, in exchange for that, you have a gemiras das. That's the idea of kinyan kesef, and that's the idea of kinyan chalipin. I point out, gemaras is in many places that the idea of kinyan kesef is tavzai, tavches, tachmevav. A whole bunch of gemaras. Where the gemara says the idea of kinyan kesef is that it's that he's gomru makna. Because he gets the kesef, he's gomru makna. Rav Mamitzi has the same lashon mechalipin. But it's the same idea of kinyan, but it's not the same maisa. Here you're giving her the money for keeps, and here you're giving the money with chaniyam and asla haknas. That's why it's not kesef, it's chalipin. And chalipin has dharma, it has to be a kli. If you give her payers with chaniyam and asla haknas, then it's nothing. It's not kesef because it's chaniyam and asla haknas. It's not chalipin because it's payers. If you give a kli with chaniyam and asla haknas, so then it's nischadish, that's kinyan chalipin. So maybe over here, the Torah is megalit. Since chalipin is isnu brachas mishem rabuta, so that's what the Ran is saying in the Dharma. It's two different acts, but you can't just say that this is koni amanas la'achnis. So what if it's koni amanas la'achnis, but it belongs to Torah's kesef? So let it be v'chal ki ikach. The fact that it's koni amanas la'achnis all by itself, not a gnai, koni amanas la'achnis doesn't make it into a gnai. It's a different oifen of kinyan kesef. It's a different oifen of Torah's kesef. This is kesef. This is chalipin. It's all one shame kinyan of mi Torah's kesef. So let it work for chalipin. So that's Agamar's question. I understand that it's a different act, but it's all mitayres kesef. Let it go into kikach. Says Agamar, no. But since chalipin is isnu b'fachas mishav v'puta, and isha b'fachas mishav v'puta le'miknayin afsho, so it's a gilu. The Torah is megala that for kiddushin you have to do kesef and not chalipin. Which means what? It means you have to give it with kani with you have to give it for keeps and not give it to with kani amanas lahaknis. Because if you give it with kani amanas lahaknis, does that become chalipin? And there's a gili milsa that kiyikach doesn't mean chalipin, it means kesef. So that's the Ram. So Mela, we have so that's a mahalach in the whole sugya. From these two rounds, we have now a mahalach in the whole sugya. We understand the Gemara is havamina, that chalipin should be b'chal kiyikach, because it's the same class, belongs to the class of kinyonim, of the same class of kinyonim as kesef. Same idea as kesef. So kinyonim is in exchange for a kabbalah. The Gemara is the teretz is, but still, it's still, but and so I'm sorry. And the Gemara, even though the Gemara knows in the Havamina that it's a different act, this is koni amanas la'aknas, and this is not. But the Gemara in the Havamina thought, so what? But it's still mitaras kesef as you go into kiyikach. My answer is no, but since chalipin is isn't the fachs of shabuputa, that's a gili milsa, that it's not the kiyik, that when the Torah said kiyikach, it didn't mean chalipin, it meant kesef. And therefore, if you give it there and use a lashon of chalipin, that means you give it there with kani amenas lahaknis. And if you give it there with kani amenas lahaknis, then it's not kiyikach and kiddushin. I can't shoot this around.
What's the fachs of shabuputa?
What?
Sorry,
what's the fachs of shabuputa? The fachs of shabuputa is a gili milsa. Since chalipin is isa pachas shabuputa, which she would never be miskadeshes with. So that kind of chalipin doesn't work. So it's a gili milsa that when the Torah said kiikach, the Torah meant not chalipin, but it meant kesef. And I let every chalipin work mitoris kesef. That's not a kashanet. Because if you give it to a chalipin, you're giving it to a kani amenas lahaknis. And kani amenas lahaknis can't work as kinyan kesef. It can only work as chalipin. The Torah is megala. The chalipin is not an act of kiddushin. That's the tzir of hadorim between these two rounds. Now, this might be pshat in Rashi as well. Rashi, after all, doesn't say very much. So the Ran gives a lot of Rans. We got very little Rashi. So maybe we could squeeze all of this into Rashi also. I think that Rashi is not like this. Because when Rashi explains, you know, why can't you be mekadesh the chalipin of a shavar puto? So he doesn't, even though there's, you know, pachas shavar puto is a gnai, but what about chalipin that has a shavar puto? So he doesn't say like the Ran that it's a gili milsa in the pasuk. Rashi says, far, since you can't do chalipin pachas shavar puto because it's a gnai, so botul atoyres chalipin the kiddushi. It's not mashma that Rashi is invoking the gzeres hakosu of kiyikach as a gili milsa and what kiyikach means. It sounds like Rashi is saying a svar all just all by itself. If you can't do chalip and pachas shavu futo, because it's a gnai. So batul atoyres chalip and bekidush. We mele the kinyan chalip and is batul. So that about needs a hesber. The feeder Ran, it's not to what exactly what the hesber would be, because according to the Ran, chalipin of pachas mishavu futo and chalipin of more than a shavu futo are not different. They work the same way. Because the Ran holds that pachas mishavu futo, if it's a kli, is a dabar choshev, it has a shavius. Even for moedim and mitzvahs, the Ran holds, and the shavuos, daf mem, says beferish. I looked up. Ran says beferish, and daf mem, over there in shavuos, that by moedim and mitzvahs, if the haidah was in a kli, even though it's pachas mishavu futo, so he says it's called a good haidah. I base on that niskuk to a pachas mishavu futo. But if it's a kli, it's a dabar choshev, then they are niskuk to it. So Shita Saran is that a kli that's a pachas mishavar puto is a shavius. So that means that the chalipin of pachas mishavar puto is the same Isaac Kenyan, the same formula as more than a shavar puto. Your makabel is shavius, and there's a gnir is das in exchange for the shavius. So why should I say that just because but it happens to be that we introduce a new svara, Agamar rolls in a new svara. But Aisha is makbid on a shavar puta. She doesn't want just a shavar sort of kli. She wants a shavar puta. She wants a shavar puta. Okay. But that doesn't mean, but why should, okay, so that's like an extraneous svar. The act, the maisa kinyan of chalipin, pocha shavar puta, yoshim shavar puta, it's the same act. It's the Kabbalah Shabbos. It happens to be that a woman is makbid on more Shabbos. For her, it's not enough to have the shavar of a kli. She wants the shavar of a puta. Okay, so we'll have to give her the shavis of a kutu. But why should I say batul teres chalipin? Why is that a reason to say batul teres chalipin? The Ran doesn't say that it's batul teres chalipin. The Ran has to introduce the pasuk that when the pasuk said kiikach, the stomach the pasuk meant if chalipin is isn't pachas shavu puto and that doesn't work by kiddushin, the stomach of the Torah when it said kiikach didn't mean chalipin, not mean chalipin, it meant kesef. So gili milsa v'alma. Okay, gili milsa v'alma doesn't have to have any logic, any internal logic. But Rashi says, no, there's an internal logic here. If you can't do chalipin with pachas shavu puto, then you can't do chalipin with yoshim shavu puto. Why? It's the same Isaac Kenyan, pachas shavu puto and yoshim shavu puto. She's mak, but to have more shabbos and not less shabbos. So give her more shabbos. Why should it be bottle if you give her more shabbos, why should it be bottle? So that's why I think in Rashi, Hadvarim Leitim, that Rashi is a different mahalach. And this is what yesterday was the first mahalach. Now, and that is that Rashi's mahalach is that chalipin, because it's pachas mishavar puto, Rashi doesn't have this idea that a kli, even if it's pachas mishavar puto, is also a shabbos. Rashi holds if it's not a shavar puto, it's not a shabbos. Probably from other mitzvahs as well, Ari Shaim will hold it, that that Parchas Shevet, but even if it's a kli, it's not good for Maidah B'mitzvahs. Because it's based on that niskas, the Parchas Shevet put, is not Shavis at all. So why does it work by Chalitim? Must be because it's a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. And the Gemir, the way Chalitim works is that there's a Gemir's Das for a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. And that's the nature of Kinyan Chalitim. That's what makes Kinyan Chalitim different than Kinyan Kesef. Not like the Ran. In the Ran, what makes Chalitim different than Kesef is that it's Kanyam Manas La'akmas. That's what makes it a different act. Rashi holds no, nothing to do. Maybe it's not, maybe Rashi's right, maybe it's not Kanyam Manas La'akmas. Yeah. What makes Chalitim different than Kesef is that by Chalitim, since you don't have to give her a Shavuos, obviously the Gemira's Das of Chalitim is not for the Kabbalah Shavuos, but merely for the Kamaisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. Kabbalah Kli Ba'alma, that makes a Gemira's Das. You don't need to be Metabolah Shavuos. So if that's the case, so now he said like this. And so what's the Sfar of Isha Pochus Meshav Putel Lemiknaya Nafsha? That the Gemira's Das of Kiddushin cannot be done for a Shavuos, for Kabbalah Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. The Gemira's Das of Kiddushin is only for Kabbalah Shavuos. That's for Pshat and Gemara. Regular Kinyonim, you want to sell a field, so you could have a Gemira's Das with a Kabbalah Shavuos, Lezem Ekerim Kesef. Or you could have a Gemira's Das with a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, if it's a Kli, special halachas, if it's a Kli, and you go through the formula, you could have a Gemira's Das with a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, Ulezem Ekerim Chalipim. But a woman, she's not miskadeshes with a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, because that's a Gnai. So she only has a Gemira's Das for Kiddushin. The Gemira's Das for Kiddushin is special, that it needs to have a Kabbalah Shavuos, not a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. So now we could say that, since that's the case, that a woman's not doesn't have a Gemira's Das for Kiddushin with a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, so even if you gave her valuable chalipin that happens to have a Shavuos, but with what are you doing the Kenyan? You're not doing it with the Shavuos Shabbai, because you didn't say Lashon of Kesef. You're doing it with a Maisa Kabbalah Shabbai, because you said it with the Lashon of Chalipin. And that exactly is what you can't do by Kiddushin. Because by Kiddushin, the Gemira's Das can only be for a Kabbalah Shavuos. And we're not going to invent a new Chalipin. Maybe we'll invent a new Chalipin, that if you're a Kabbalah Kli that has Shavuos, so that's a new kind of Chalipin. There's no new kind of Chalipin. Chalipin is what it always is. Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, that creates a Gemira's Das, and that doesn't work by Kiddushin. Kesef is Kabbalah Shavuos. So if you give her a Kli that's worth a Shavuot Pus, then you say a Lashon of Kesef. So that means you want to be Mekadosh with the Shavuos Shavuot. So that can create a Gemira's Das. But if you're saying a Lashon of Chalipin, that means that you want to be Mekadosh with the Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma Shavuot. No different than it would be Pochus and Shavuot Pus. That doesn't work by Nisha. Nisha is not Meknaya Nafsha for a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. And that's what Rashi means, that it's, since you see by Pochus and Shavuot Pus, that a woman doesn't have a Gemira's Das and Chalipin of a Pochus and Shavuot Putta, because she's not Miknaya Nafsha for a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. So Mela Bottle of Taurus Chalipin, because that's the Maisa Kinyan of Chalipin, the Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma, and that's exactly what she's not Gemira Das for. So that would be very geschmack in Rashi's Sora Bottle of Taurus Chalipin. That's the fairish, not like the Ran. And the Ran can't say that, because the Ran holds that Pochus and Shavuot Putta, if it's a Kli, has Shabbos. So the Ran's a different Mahalach, the Ran in the door. But even what emerges is that we have now two mahalchim. Even within this Rashi and the Ran, Rashi and the Ran are the same Shem Shita. It's Teres Ishul Meknaya Nafsha. Like it's one. It's generically they belong to the same class over here. They have the same gears in the Gemara. It's the same basic strategy, but they're not exactly the same. They both agree. On the basic approach is similar. That Chalipin and Kesef is one Shem Kinyan. That's why the Gemara thinks it should go into Kika. But they're not exactly the same. It's a different Maisim. But here it's Mischalik. In Rashi, the difference between the two Maisim is Kesef is defined as a Kabbalah Shavuos. A Gemira's Das in exchange for a Kabbalah Shavuos. Chalipin is defined as a Gemira's Das in exchange for a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'al. Isha, the Pochus Shavuot Putel, Miknaya Nafsha means a woman's not Misratzeh for Kiddushin in exchange for a Maisa Kabbalah Ba'al. Therefore, Batel Taurus Chalipin to Kiddushin, you have to do it for Lashon Kesef. Because Kesef means Shavuos. That's Rashi. Very geshmak and Lashon is the Rashi. Again, we're building a lot. It's Harorim Atfluyim Besayre. There's not a lot of Rashi here, but it's very geshmak in the Lashon of Rashi. And the Ran is different. The Ran says, no, the difference between Kesef and Shavu Kesef is not that this is... The difference between Kesef and Chalipin is not that one is Shavu's and one is not. The Ran rather holds that Chalipin's also Shavu's. Because a Kli, because a Kli is a Dovah Choshev, it's a Shavu's no matter what, even by Modim and Mitzvahs, a Kli, Pach Shavu, is a Shavu's. So the difference between Kesef and Chalipin is not that one is a Shavu's and one is not a Shavu's. They're both Shavu's. And they're both a Gemira Zas in exchange for getting a Shavu's. So then what's the difference between Kesef and Chalipin? That's the Ran in the door. The difference is that this is Koneil Menas Lahaknas. Ravashi Taka held that. Ravashi thought in the Dichud, but the Ran says only Dichud V'alma. Ravashi thought for entertain that maybe it's not the way. Maybe you could keep the Sudr. If you could keep the Sudr, then Ketz and Chalipin would really be no different than Kesef. It would be a Kabbalah Shavu's. There would be no difference between the Mice of Chalipin and the Mice of Kesef. Except that Chalipin may be... Maybe I'll just parenthetically, what do you mean there's no difference? They have different halachas. Chalipin is kind of metalton and kesef is not kind of metalton. Yeah, the chalipin would be a better kesef. It's a kesef that happens to be a kli. So it has a psemal yusuf. So it works even for metalton. But fundamentally, chalipin would be kesef. Kesef plus. Kesef plus it happens to be a kli. But it's a kli ba'alma. It says the Ram, that can't be because then chalipin would work by kiddush. Chalipin would be kesef plus. That's all it would be. Chalipin, if you could keep the chalipin, then chalipin would be Kesef, Shavu Kesef, with the added Milah that it happens to be a Kli. So that's even better than Kesef. So Ein Lecha Kinyan, that's what he maybe means. Ein Lecha Kinyan Gadol Mizeh. According to Rav Ashi, Chalipin is even better than Kesef. It's Kesef on steroids. It's Kesef that happens to be a Kli. So how could it not be good for Kiddushin? So Zeran, it's a right that even Rav Ashi never meant it. The emes is Koneil Menas Lahaknas, and that's the difference between Kesef and Chalipin. Kesef is, you keep it, Chalipin is Koneil Menas Lahaknas. That's the difference between the Maisa Chalipin and the Maisa Kesef. And then the sugya runs. How does the sugya run? So more than having thought. So what? It's all the same idea, same concept. You have a kabbal and you have a gemiras das. So should it all go into kiyikach? Says the gemara, yeah, but isha pachas, but chalipin works, happens to work even with the pachas mishover puto. Yeah, because it's a kli and a kli is a shavius, but it happens to be that chalipin happens to work with the pachas mishover puto. So that's a gilui milso. That's a gilui milso that when the Torah said kiyikach, it happens not to mean chalipin, but only to mean kesef. Close to Tumach. So yesterday I left off with the Kashino. Because if the Ran holds that a Kli is a Shavius, even if it's not worth the Puto, for the mixes for everything, a Kli Prophet Shavu Puto is a Shavius, then Lechera, you should be able to do Kinyan Kesef. Let's say in the Sadr. You should be able to do Kinyan Kesef with the Kli Prophet Shavu Puto. It's good enough for Meidim Mitzas. It would be good enough for Kiddushin, if not for the fact that Isha Pach and Shorah put Leimiknaya Nafsha. So it's an Emes Shavius. So why can't you do Kinyan Kesef? Never mind Chalipin. Chalipin you could do. But why can't you do Kinyan Kesef? Mamish, I'll give him money. I'll go, money can't be Pach and Shorah put, but I'll give him Paris. Pach and Shorah put, and I'll be claiming the Soda. No, I can't do Paris. I'll give him a Kli. But I'll give him a Kli. Well, the truth is this. I'll give him a machat. I'll give him a machat, so it's a kli, has a shavius, and I'll be claim of the sun. Now, the truth is, you really are claim of the sun. Because it's chalipin. And even he told him he can keep it, so it's like gore from chalipin. So yeah, that's true. I think the emes is that you really could keep the sun if you gave him a machat, because it's chalipin. Of course, Chalipin is Kani Al Manas Lahaknas, and I didn't say Kani Al Manas Lahaknas, but so what? Chor is Legor. So it's not like I'm saying some absurd halacha, that probably is that halacha. If you gave him a machat, the kesef, you probably could keep the sodom. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is that it should work not only with Torah's Chalipin, it should work with Torah's Shova Kesef. It should work with Torah's Kinyan Kesef. The Chor, it doesn't have to work only with Torah's Chalipin, it would work even with Torah's Kesef, because a machat is Kesef. Because it's a dovah choshev. So far I haven't asked anything. I'm just lechera. That should be the. I don't want to say that should be the halacha. That's halacha anyway because it's legara from chalipin. But I'm saying in the lumdus lechera, if you give somebody a machat for a sodeh, so it should work not only with teres chalipin, but it should work with teres kesef. But luyitzur for some reason it's not good for chalipin. I don't know what would be the case. Let's say for some reason it's not good with teres chalipin. But it should still work with Torah Shavu Kesef. If That's true. I haven't asked any kashas yet, but that's just this part of the setup here.
Even if he doesn't accept it, meaning he says that he's going to give it back.
No, if I give it to him as Kanyam and Asakh, they said, for sure, works. Where's that Sahalipin?
I'm saying, since it's Lachs, or maybe it doesn't work with
No, but I'm not giving it to him. I'm giving it to him Bataris. I'm saying, here, this is here's a machat. I'm giving it to Bataris Shava Kesef. It's yours for keeps, and I want to have the sodom. So the halacha should be you should be able to keep the sodom. It should be a valid kinyan on the sodom. Now, even without anything that I'm, it's probably a valid kinyan anyway as chalipin, because even though I'm not saying kani manas la'achnis, I imagine that if I gave somebody chalipin and I said, and keep the sodom. So it probably works as chalipin too. I don't think that chalipin is normally chaniyam anas la'achnes, but if you gave the chalipin without chaniyam anas la'achnes, it could be that would also work for chalipin. No, could be. So the halacha that I'm saying might be true without any without you know just mitaris chalipin. That's not going to help me in what I'm winding up to. But I think it should also work out that it should work not only mitaris chalipin, but it should work mitaris kinyan kesef. Now, if I saw it, I don't have enough kamina. But bear me out. So now I have a question. So if I give a woman a machat for kiddushin, so I understand it doesn't work for chalipin, because he's supposed to show a putle mitnai nafsha. But why doesn't it work for kesef? Why can't it work as kiddushin kesef? Yeah,
doesn't have the same
dinners
as
Kesef
to mean that it's going to have to equal a
Prut. Why? But if the Ran says that it's based on his Niska, the Prochus Shavu Prutu, maybe we'll come back to what you're saying. So hold off that one. Hold off. Don't forget it, but I'll just hold on. So I'm asking, so Mela, if a man gives a woman a machat, and he says, Harayat Nukudeshishli, but machat zeh, but tell her Shavu Kesef, not Chalipa. So why can't it work? It doesn't work as chalipin because you should put the putulei mitnai and asha, but let it work as kesef. So some of the answer is, plus the answer is that it doesn't work because you should put the putulei mitnai and asha. The same reason it doesn't work as chalipin, because it's a gnayula, so it's a gnayula with her as kesef as well. So far, so good. But now I have a problem. It comes out that even within kesef, there's kesef that works for kiddushin, and there's kesef that doesn't work for kiddushin. If you give her a shavar puto, it works for kiddushin. If you give her a shavar kesef, pachas mi shavar puto, in a way that would work by yisoda, it was a kli, it was a machat. You gave her a machat, it won't work because yishu pachas mi shavar puto lo mikna yinashin. Parallel to what we have by, so now I don't understand. The same way we say by chalipin. That since chalipin, you have chalipin more than a shavu puto, which is not a gnai. You have chalipin less than a shavu puto, that is a gnai. But since chalipin is sometimes a gnai, so it's a gili milsa, says the Ran, that it doesn't go into kikach of the pasuk. So why don't I say the same thing by kesef? Or at least by shavu kesef. Since shavu kesef is sometimes a gnai, to give her a machat. It's a valid kinyan shavu kesef, but here it's a gnai. So it should be a gili milsa, that kikach doesn't mean kesef. Or at least doesn't mean shavu kesef. Like, what's the difference chalipin and kesef now? Chalipin and shavah kesef, it's exactly the same thing. The same way by chalipin, you have two flavors of chalipin. Chalipin of less than a shavah puto, that's a gnai. Chalipin of yoshim shavah puto, which is not a gnai, but since sometimes chalipin is a gnai, it's a gili milsa, that kiyikav doesn't mean chalipin. So say every shavah kesef like that. You have shavah kesef. A shavah kesef, if it comes also in two flavors. You have shavah kesef that's a shavah puto. You have shavah kesef that's not a shavah puto. Now, of course, without the Ran, I would say, no, there's no such thing as shavah kesef that's not a shavah puto because it's not mamon. But the Ran says that a machat is mamon. For Maidim mixes, it is mamon. So if a machat is mamon, so you have shavah kesef that's worth a puta, you have shavah kesef that's not worth a puta. If you gave her a machat, it's a gnai. It's not good kiddushin. So if I give her a shavah kesef that is a puta, why does it work? Why don't I say, since shavah kesef, pachas and shavah puta doesn't work, because I say the same thing. Shavah kesef is to be pachas and shavah puta. So it's a gili milsa that shavah kesef doesn't work by kiddushin, and kikach doesn't mean shavah kesef. And you won't be able to be mekadosh with shavah kesef, which of course is absurd. So maybe we could say that the svara of gnai is only bitsiruf that it's a pachas mishavah puta plus it's kanyam anas lahakmus.
Like the
like Drash. But if it's whereas if you give it to her for keeps, then maybe it's not a gemara. You get a machan. A little bit dochik in the gemara lechara. I would never say such a thing on my own. But lechara we have such a Rashba. The Rashba Taka learns that the gnai. The Rashba learns that in the gemara the gnai. I don't know if I saw the Rashba, but I showed hands. How many guys saw the Rashba? That's what we're talking about. So the Rashba says that the gnai of apochus b'shavu puto is only b'tziruf, the fact that it's kani al manas lahaknas. But if you give it different keeps, then it's taka not a gnai. So we have such a reason. So maybe the Rana will hold that way as well. Then it'll come out of chiddush din. That if you gave a woman a machat for kiddushin, for keeps, it will be valid kiddushin. Unbelievable. But the Mishnah says that she's only miskadeshes to the shavu puto. So I have to say the Mishnah's not talking about a kli. It's talking about peiros or other things. But if you gave her a kli, you gave her a machat, then a chanan, that really works. Even pachas shavu puto. That's her mind-boggling, and a very dochuk in the Mishnah. And therefore, I would, and I heard it's a kash on the Rashba. But the answer is, the Rashba in Shuas, and Daf Lamed, Testament Beis, first Rashba over there. The Rashba Taka says, and that comes the halacha about Moedim and Mitzis, that the Rashba holds also that the Moedim and Mitzis, even if it's only a Macha, it's if you're Moedim and Macha, it's called Moedim and Mitzis, because the Kli is a Dovah Choshev. And the Rashba says that it could be even for Kiddush Isha. If you mekadosh woman with a machat, b'toras kesef, it's good. Affected choice, it's not lechay. How could it be? Our Gemara says you should pachas b'shavu puto l'miknai nafsha. So the answer is drasa l'shitosa. That you should pachas b'shavu puto l'miknai nafsha is only b'tziruf, the fact that it's called yom ras lahaknes. But if you give it to for keeps, then it's takan ara gnai. And the Rashba told me you gave it the machat for keeps. The Rashba in Shavuot. I'm a little. So maybe we can say this in the Rana as well.
So does that mean that
Kesef
sits the
shofar
and she's keeping it anyway?
So by we'll see the Rashba in a second inside, but he says if you're not keeping it and it's less than the shofar puto, then it's a gnai. But if you're going to keep it or it's a shofar puto, then it's not a gnai.
So it would be the case for us by Kesef that is a shofar puto?
Which by us?
By the Ran, we're saying that the Ran.
So maybe the Ran, maybe we'll say in the Ran that we'll just say in the Ran. That the gnai is only by chalibun, where it's kaniyam anas lahaknis. But if it's not kaniyam anas lahaknis, it's takan out of gnai, and you can be makadosh with the machat. It says in Rashba, so let's say it in the Ran. The thing is this, though. First of all, the Ran should, then it's a lot to read into the Ran. Okay, but it is a Rashba, so maybe we have a right. But also, the Rashba is very radical. Clearly, very radical. And it's like a lot to read into the Gemara. Make a taste of the Gemara. Said it's a gnai because it's pachas b'shavu puto. The Rashba's inventing that it's a gnai because it's pachas b'shavu puto and because it's kaniyam anas lahaknas. The answer is, but the reason why the Rashba says it, the Rashba didn't say it just to to keep us busy. The Rashba said it because he wants to solve a problem in the Gemara, in our Gemara. You read the Rashba by us. The Rashba's coming to solve a problem in the Gemara. The problem that the Ran and Rashi grappled with. It's only a gnai by pachas b'shavu puto. But where's the gnai when it's more than a shavu puto? So Rashi said, batul l'peres chalikin. The Ran said, it's a gili milsa that kikach doesn't mean chalikin. The gnai is by pachas. But it's a gili milsa that kikach doesn't mean chalikin. The Rashba was not nichat any of that. And therefore the Rashba was bothered our Gemara. What do you mean it's a gnai? It's a gnai when it's pachas b'shavu puto, but it's not a gnai when it's more than a shavu puto. So because of that, the Rashba comes up with this new solution. And he says, Anup Shat in the Gemara, that Chalipin is a Gnai even if it's more than a Shavu Puto. I'm not making this up, it says Beferish in Rashba. He says, Chalipin is a Gnai even if it's more than a Shavu Puto. Why? Kesef is not a Gnai even if it's a Shavu Puto. So he says like this. Maybe he can have a Rashba. So he says, by Chalipin, it's really totally Amanas Lahatnish. You're not keeping it anyway. So, if you're not keeping it anyway, So his lashon is therefore lav begufon. Oh, we have a fire drill. Got an email about a fire drill. Well, they haven't changed the title. Lav begufon he nikmes ella bedinon. We're gonna have to leave some, but let me just send this quick. I'll talk to him. Lav begufon he nikmes ella bedinon. She's not being machna herself with the guf of the sudur, because she doesn't get to keep it anyway. She's remakin' it with the din of the sudur. I think he means, like what we call the Rashi, the Maisa Kabbalah Ba'alma. And he's therefore, since Chalipin, it's Isu B'Prochus and Shomer Puto, so it's a G'nai her, it's a G'nai Hula, L'haknis Atzma B'Kniya P'chusa Kazois, She'ikara B'Prochus and Shomer Puto. He says, if by regular kesef, she keeps the kesef. So if it's a shavar puta, it's not a gnai. If it's not a shavar puta, it is a gnai. But at least if it's a shavar puta, it's not a gnai. She can take it home, put it in her piggy bank, it's not a gnai. Chalipa, she anyway can't keep. So what is it? She's just miskadeshes. Her gemir is das, it's just for the maise kabbalah. But the maise kabbalah of chalipin is not a dova choshev because it's isnu b'prochus shavar puta. This maise kabbalah is valid even without a shavar puta. It's like the shavar puta shabbat is not maise if anything in the maise kabbalah. I'm adding that maybe as asbar. So he says, so that's what makes it a gnai. That's what makes it a gnai. It's the sirif advarim. Even if she got a shavar puta, if she could bank the shavar puta, it wouldn't be a gnai. But she can't bank it anyway. So what's but covetic about the chalipin? What he calls the din of the chalipin. You know, the maisa kabbalah of chalipin, it's a role-playing, but the role-playing, it's a make-believe kind of kabbalah, but that's not a gnai. But that's only true if chalipin would be a kind of choshev or role playing, where you're making believe you got a dova choshev. But chalipin works even with the pachas shomer puto. So the maise kabbalah would work even with the pachas shomer puto. So that kind of maise kabbalah that would work even with the pachas shomer puto. And she can't really actually take it home and bank it either. So that's the gnai, even if it's more than a shomer puto. That's the kind of rambam of the Rav. I'm not saying any term. About it needs a hasbara. I think the hasbara is sort of what I injected a second ago. The hasbara is that once you're only doing with the maisa kabbalah, so the fact that it happens to be a shavar puta doesn't add any chashivas to the maisa kabbalah, because the same maisa kabbalah would work with the pachas mishavar puta. So such a maisa kabbalah is not a dover choshev, and therefore it's a gnai for being miskavish with the maisa kabbalah that's not enhanced by the fact that it happens to be with the puta. So that's what's driving the Rashba. So the point that I'm making is that the Rashba is a very mechudish tikashita to say that it's tzirif advarim. It's very sosim in the Gemara, but the Rashba made it up because he had a problem in the Gemara. The problem is, it's only a gnai when it's less than a shavar puta. Why is the gnai when it's more than a shavar puta? And he can't just say, well, if it's because sometimes it works with less than a shavar puta, so therefore it's always a gnai. That's not true by kesef. Kesef is not a gnai. So the answer is, because, and kesef works by less than a shavar puta too. That's the Rashba and Shavuos. So all of this drives the Rashba to this new pshat in the Gemara, that each of the pachas shavar puta and mknai nafsha means that since chalipin is only a maisa kabbalah ba'alma, because it's kali amanas la'aknis, and the maisa kabbalah ba'alma would work even with less than a shavar puta, so the whole chalipin becomes a gnai. So that's where the Rashba is coming out of. That's where he got this new shita that it's a sirif. The Ran doesn't have any of this hechrich. The Ran learns the Gemara that really the gnai is only by pachas shavar puta and segili milsa, therefore the kikar is not going in chalipin ka'omer. So all of this motive that the Rashba has to come up with this new concept of sirif, the Ran doesn't have. So now for us to say on our own, but maybe the Rashba Stam dreamt up. Maybe the Ran Stam as they held that the Gnai is only Vitzirif that it's called Emanas Lachmas. Without any reason in the Sugya for us to say that, or for the Ran to say that, that's very hard to do. The Rashba said it because the Rashba had a Hechrich. It's like the Bachur came to Mrs. Alman to be Miss Kabbalah in Eitz Chaim, and he had to take a Shtikal Torah. So he said a Shtikal Torah from a Mrs. Alman Sefer. So Mrs. Alman said, well, what's the Hechrich? So he said, Rebbe, but it's from your sefer. So he said, yeah, I had to say shir, I had a hechrich, but what's your hechrich? The Rashba had a hechrich, because he had a problem in the Gemara. What's the difference between, where's the gnai in Geisim and Shavar Putu? So because he had that hechrich, so he came up with the shtikal Torah that the gnai is only b'tzirif that is called Emanas L'Achmas. The Ran doesn't have that, so stam the Ran should hold. It's very, very, very dark. Yeah, but then we're back to square one. So then we had this problem. So the same way we say by Chalipin, since it should work by Pachas Shavar Puta and it doesn't, so it's a gili milso, a kikar doesn't go on Chalipin. So why not say the same thing on Shavar Kesef? If you gave her a machet, it should work with her Shavar Kesef, and it doesn't because it's a gnai. So that should be a gili milso, that kikar doesn't mean Shavar Kesef. Because we went at a dead end. The Rashba was a dead end. So, but we're back to square one. So what do we do with the kasha? So I think the answer is, and maybe it's what you're aroused to, that the premise is taka wrong, that if you give a machat for a sada, B'teres shava kesef, it won't work. It'll work b'teres chalitin, of course. But if you gave it to b'teres shava kesef, it won't work. Why not? But it has a Shabbos. The Ran says that it has a teres moment. The Ran and Dharm, it's good for Maida B'mitzvahs, based on this niskapto klipachas b'shevah kuto. So why won't it work as Maida B'mitzvahs? So I think the answer is this, that the Ran's l'shitasa. As we had at the beginning of the perek, we're already in the middle of the perek, but we had at the beginning of the perek, we had a need, and we know how to know each other, kesef is kesef. So we saw in the sheet of the Ramban and the Ritva, but it's also the sheet of the Ram, is that it's where they both mask him, it's a svara, but I need a pasuk that Ivri and his Zokin, because I would have said that he could say he's still trapped for Zokin. But those are shyness are in the Ram as well. So we mask it at length. But the idea is that the Shavu Kesef is only because you can make it into Kesef. But that involves a certain tichel. Shavu Kesef is only Kesef because you can convert it into Kesef. And it works as a piroin because I gave you a Mokum Lishdala Mishal. Then we might say, how does it work by Kinyonim? Because Kinyonim maybe also works with Kesef piroin. So therefore, there's a time, there's a Tachav Zod. There's a tichel in turning the Shavu Kesef into Kesef. So now there's a need in Yodi, who's Yodi Al Yaina? That's the Ritva talked about, that he should have a time of Zil Tachav Zod. Well, Koloshin is a mamish, without the Yod Elyon part, but Koloshin is a mamish you have in the Ram. The Shavu Kesef is Kekesef, is a Svara, but by Eved Ivri and by Nizikin, I would have thought that maybe he could say to him Zil Trach V'Zoban, because it's Makrochi of the Odon, and because of Metach. So you see in the Ram that why is Shavu Kesef Kekesef? Only because you could sell it and get Kesef work. So now, a Machat, even though it's a Dovah Choshev, and it's Chazil the Milsei, and based on his Niskat to it, but could you sell it and get kesef for it? No, because not a shor putah. It doesn't sell for a putah. So it could be as choshev as you like, but you can't sell it and turn it into a putah. And shava kesef is only kesef because it can be made into kesef, and a machat can't. So therefore, a machat can never work as shava kesef. It can work as chalipin, because chalipin works with a kli, not because you can turn the kli into kesef. Rather, you can't do chalipin with kesef. By chalipin, you're giving her the kli, and the kli, the kli, since it's a dovah choshev, the Kenyan is with the Kli, and a mach, but the Kli has to be has Shabbos. So the Kli has Shabbos, because even a Machat has Shabbos because it's a Dovah Choshev. So you need a Kli sheyesh by Shabbos, but you don't need a Kli that you could sell and turn into money, because Chalipin is not with money, it's with the Kli. So a Machat is good for Chalipin, but it's not good for Shavu Kesef. So Mele, Kasha disappears. The Kasha was, the same way you have Chalipin more than Shavu Putah, and Chalipin less than Shavu Putah, but she's Makbid and Chalipin more than Shavu Putah, so therefore it's a Gili Milsa, Chalipin's not in Kiyikach. That's not true by Kesef. Because Kesef, there's no such thing as Kesef, Pachat, and Shavar Putah. Even a Machat doesn't work for Kesef, Pachat, Shavar Putah. Even by a Soda. You can't buy a Soda with a Machat, except B'teres Chalipin. But not B'teres Kesef, because Shavar Kesef is Kesef only by dint of the fact that you could sell it, and you can't sell a Machat. So Melech Kasha disappears. It's very Meduyik. The Rashba holds that you could be Mekadosh with the Machat if you give it to her for keeps. The Rashba Shua is not B'teres Chalipin. Not b'teres chalipin, not b'teres chalipin. That's our gemara. You can't do it b'teres chalipin. But the gemara says if you gave her a machat for keeps, b'teres kesef, or b'teres shava kesef, the Rashba holds that it's a good kiddushin. But you can't sell it and turn it into kesef. Must be the Rashba holds that shava kesef is kesef, not because you can sell it, but shava kesef is intrinsically kesef. And it's very important. The Rashba in that base, when he talks about the sugya shava kesef kesef, he doesn't say anything about zil trach v'zavim. That's Madrid. That whole Zil Trach V'Zovin doesn't appear in the Rashba. Hey, Madvar, the Rashba holds Shavu Kesef is Kekesef Be'etzem. V'Haraya, he also could use a Machat for Shavu Kesef. A Machat can't turn into Kesef. So where's the Zil Trach V'Zovin? You can't sell it for a Kukkah. The Rashba holds Shavu Kesef is Kekesef intrinsically. Taka doesn't talk about Zil Trach V'Zovin. The Ran L'Shitosi talks about Zil Trach V'Zovin. If it's Zil Trach V'Zovin, then a Machat's not Shavu Kesef. Okay. I think there's a fire drill.
I'm